My mother had an uncle, and he was a medicine man, and he always tell her if she got sick or something to come right away to him. So he was about a day's walk, and she had a very bad pain in her heel, and got another girl to walk with her. It was quite a way. She had to walk slow. She got there that afternoon. They got there that afternoon, and she told her uncle that her heel hurt her so bad. And he didn't say anything, but after they had their supper and everything got through, he got his drum out, started drumming, and he laid his drum right under her heel, and he took that stick that he drummed with, and he started sucking, and she saw a long woman's hair coming right out of her heel. She saw it herself, and the other girl did too, and pulled it out. He never did say he put it in or what, anything about it. And she stayed there about a week, and she was on her way home again running. That's what she told
me.
Never
had that problem again?
No, never had that problem again. And if you get sick, about any time you, when you get sick, they give you some seal oil to drink.
And what was that supposed to do?
It acts like castor oil again. And then they take this puffballs, and they save the, when it dries up in the fall, they save that, and they put it on the sore to dry it up. And they had a lot of roots they used too.
The puffball is a fungus, and that's like penicillin. It's made from fungus. So maybe that's the earliest, simplest form of penicillin.
Yeah, they put it on the sore. Mother claimed they dried it up.
Did they ever eat the puffballs when they were young?
No, they never eat mushroom, nothing.
They never ate mushrooms either?
No. They never ate mushroom.
Did they eat rose hips?
Yeah, they ate a lot of rose hips when they get ripe. Mm-hmm. They ate them.
Did they cook them or just raw?
Raw. Salmon berries, blueberries, cranberries, and blackberries.
Did they ever gather the rose hips and save them?
No, not that I know of. And I think it's too much seed in there. Seed. They, I don't know, of course they don't know vitamin C in there, and they don't know anything about that. We used to eat a lot of them when they got ripe.
Tell about the eye operation.
Oh, when I was born, I had both my eyes got filmed over, and my mother didn't know what to do, so she took her long hair. She had rather long hair. She took two out from her head, and she washed them, and she balled it up, balled the hair up, and she rubbed my eyes, took the film off, and apparently she rubbed one, my left eye, a little bit harder than the other one. She said it was hardening already. She was afraid I was going blind, and I had trouble with that left eye all through my life. And the doctors would look at it and say it was injured when I was real small. And I knew what, they never asked me what they, you know, but I knew what happened.
Were there very many children born with this film on the eyes?
No. Mine filmed after I was born.
I wondered why.
I don't know. Maybe not being clean or something. I don't know why. But I have very good eyesight on this side. But this side I can't see hardly anything, you know.
Did you ever see this performed on any children?
No, no. When I came along, they had two white men, medicine, white people, had something to use. I don't know what it was.
Did they have ear problems at all?
Earache. They put warm seal oil in there if you have earache.
Seal oil?
Warm it up some way.
Now they use drops?
Yeah.
Oh, little oily drops. Uh-huh. So I suppose it's basically the same.
Same. Only seal oil. Uh-huh.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Another thing I was wondering about, you were telling me how women in labor, instead of lying down, they stood up.
Sat up.
And this hastened the baby to come.
Yeah. You just sat up. Sit on your heel.
Uh-huh.
And bear down.
Uh-huh. That's a logical thing. Natural childbirth.
I don't know. Most of us lying down and having a baby, we're scared silly. Scared to death and lay down. Don't like it.
You probably did it the most natural way that
uh-huh.
was to have a baby.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Tissue, in the old Eskimo days, did the Eskimo people have any diseases? Like we have, like tuberculosis and cancer and that sort of thing.
No, my mother couldn't understand why people dry up and die. They couldn't understand it. About the other diseases, I don't think they had.
Cancer?
No.
You don't remember anything
no.
about cancer?
They don't remember anything about cancer. They just...
What did people usually die of among the old people?
I don't know. They just die of old age, most of them. Heart attack. Some die quite young, and I think we all talk about it nowadays that it must be appendix.
Appendicitis?
Yeah, appendicitis. Mm-hmm.
Do they have colds?
They have colds. They have either, what is the disease they have, like?
Pneumonia?
Yeah. And some.
Measles
and.
Chicken pox?
No, the other, the black.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, I think so.
Smallpox?
Smallpox. I think maybe they had some, maybe get that attack.
But they got that from white people, or did they have
it? No, I think they had before white people. No, after the white people came too.
Probably these epidemics would start some long distance away.
Yeah,
and
they'd die with that real fast, overnight. Really, I don't know what it did.
Of course, a lot of them died in hunting accidents, didn't they?
No, not too much. Not too much. Not that I know of. I've never heard of it. They're very careful how they go.
But basically, they were pretty healthy. They didn't have tooth decay, did they? Did they lose their teeth?
When they get real old, they get loose and they pull it. Some die with all their teeth, I think.
Did many of them get decays in their...
No.
No decay?
Uh-uh.
I remember seeing a woman at Kotzebue with her teeth all worn down from chewing boots.
Yeah, chewing bottom. Ubruk. They don't do it nowadays. They take a pair of pliers and fix it, and so they clip it with a pair of pliers. They wear it right down to the gun. Mm-hmm.
Was there such a thing as nearsightedness? There were no glasses. So what did they do if they didn't have really good eyesight? Or did they all have good eyesight?
They all seem to have good eyesight. Very seldom, just a few, very few is blind. Very few people are blind. My mother talked about a blind woman. She can sew, make good boots, even though she couldn't see just by her fingertips.
Had she been blind all her life?
Yes.
Amazing.
All her life. She was married too. And married. My mother told me when you cut your hand or something, don't stop bleeding. You take a piece of, peel off a piece of skin from a caribou hide, never been used, and wrap it around there. It's a thin, like paper, and that's what they use for bandages. I've seen mother use it too.
And it works.
Yeah, it worked. Like Band-Aid.
Did the Eskimos ever use this thing of a tourniquet to stop bleeding?
No.
Something tight around?
No.
Nothing like that?
No. I've never seen it.
Oh, here's a question. When things got bad, they had a medicine man.
Do it.
And the medicine man, he had a lot of knowledge of.
Yeah, that part. They don't see it though. Some of them don't see it. I don't know too much about it. My mother knew.
Who would teach the medicine man?
I don't know. It's coming down from generation to generation.
Would there be just one in each village?
Yeah.
And the medicine man had all kinds of strange powers, didn't he?
Yeah. So he had a lot of strange powers. I don't know anything about it. Really?
That's another subject that we're going to go into later.
Yeah. This is my mother's first baby. They have to go out about 3/4 of a mile in the woods. It was deep snow. My grandmother dug out a place and had dry hay there and big bonfire. And this is her first child. And my grandmother stayed with her. She's supposed to be alone, but this is my grandmother was with her. Tell her what to do. She had her first baby out there. And right out in the open.
In the snow?
Mm-hmm. But hay, she had a lot of dry hay on her. Hay. And she had her first baby, and then they fixed a little, kind of a tent or something out there. Tent. Here. Sorry, way back. Anyway, she have to stay there 4 days before she come in. And
how did she cut the cord?
Huh?
How did they cut the cord of the baby?
They cut it with a ulu. Tied first. And with a noodle, they didn't have scissors.
And did they wash the baby off or try to?
Yeah, wipe them off with pieces of skin. They had no cloth, skin. Had to stay out there. And then 4 days after baby born, then she come back to the igloo with the baby. And if they adopt the baby, a new mother, something happens to the baby, I mean to the mother, after baby is born, somebody adopts it. If they don't have any milk, there's a nursing, mother takes on sometimes. But if they don't have that, they start raising it with broth, fish broth, meat broth, little piece all chewed up and give them that. But they seem to get very big stomach, pot belly.
From the broth?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the milk?
Mm-hmm. Instead of the milk. But they come through.
Mm-hmm.
Come through.
Did they lose quite a few, though?
No. They never lose them. But it's fed by, you know, that. I guess it's very hard to feed them because they put it in their mouth and they let it suck from their mouth. Feed it that way.
Okay.
And they got nothing else.
Did they like boys better than girls, or did it make any difference?
No, it didn't make any difference. It's a baby. Of course, my mother had me in a tent. That was a little better. In a tent. It was springtime now, too. A little bit bad in the first baby. And my stomach. We're actually tough little babies to come through all that.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy babies, I'm sure. Because...
did they ever bathe the babies in the river, the cold water of a river?
No, not that I know of. Not that I know of. They seem to wipe it off. She was, my grandma was right there with her. She wouldn't leave her.
But some of the women had the babies all by themselves?
Yes, all by themselves. All by themselves, done all by themselves. Had to get ready out there and everything, even to a bonfire.
And wouldn't the people care enough to come out and help her? Or?
No, it's a custom. Custom, but my mother had it a little better because my grandma was with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think the old man went with him to start the bonfire and get it all fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But she had it right out in the open.
Why is it that they didn't want to have it right there in their own home surroundings?
I don't know. That's a rule. You have to go right out in the fresh air. And I think sometimes the fresh air is very good.
Uh-huh.
Really.
And then how about caring for the baby? How about diapers and things?
They have a little, they make a diaper out of a piece of skin. And then they put moth, that soft moth, especially from dry lake, that soft moth, and put little feathers there, keep it soft.
Mm.
There's no smell,
mm-hmm.
like the cloth.
Did they have to change them very often?
Yeah, they change it often.
Mm-hmm.
Change it very. It
must have taken an awful lot of moss.
Mm-hmm. But still, it's no, not washing, not.
Yeah, but if they were traveling, they must have had to carry all this moss.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. It's very hard.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it was very hard. I know I couldn't go through with it. If I had to, I would. It's a custom.
They kept active right up until the time the baby was born, didn't they?
Huh?
They were active.
Yeah, they were active. Always active.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a great big baby, they put a bell on. Belt on.
To keep it from growing too
big? Mm-hmm.
How long did the women usually stay in labor?
Not very long, sometimes. Not very long.
An hour or two?
Yeah. As soon as they start, they go right out there.
Uh-huh.
Stay out there. 4 days out there before they get back to the igloo.
How did the Eskimo mothers discipline their children?
Oh, they talked to them. I never seen too much spanking. She spanked me a lot, but not the others. They talked to them.
How did they get them to listen?
We have to get into a circle and we sit down and listen. And then they tell us way of our life supposed to go. And we sat there and listened real quietly. And then they tell us about 30 to an hour. And then they tell us to go play, but keep that in mind, what they had told us. Think about it.
In feeding these children, did they feed them whenever they were hungry?
At noontime. Mostly they didn't have too much breakfast.
Oh?
Not much
breakfast. They don't eat breakfast?
Yeah, it's supper time. And, their mothers give us what we're supposed to eat, and that's it. We don't holler for some more.
And the children would just wait quietly until they're
fed. Yeah.
Did they all sit down together in around a circle?
Yeah, around a circle, but you sit right alongside of your mother. She give you what she thought you should eat, and that's it.
And it was all in one big pot?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's in a... They dish it out into a great big wooden platters. It's platters made out of trees, spruce trees. And they had a wooden pot. And I've asked my mother how they boil. You know, she tell me boil this, boil that. How you boil it before you get like iron to boil. She says, well, they had made wooden pot, and they heat up rock, and they have their meat or fish all ready to go, like meat. And you put your rocks in there, and then you put your meat right on top of that, and let it boil. It's boiling, and then it come down to simmer, and then they take these out, and they take the rocks out, and they put another bunch of rocks in there. I mean, big rocks that's been heated up. And the second boil, and that's when it's done good. You want it rare, first boil.
This was all done outdoors?
Inside the igloo.
Inside the igloo, and this would heat the igloo, too.
Huh?
This would heat up the house.
Oh, yeah. It heats up. It's done by a fireplace. And it's opening on top, and you have to open a way out there. Open it up so it'll have a draft. Have to have it just so too, in the smoke.
By an igloo, you don't mean a snow house?
No, an igloo.
How was the igloo made?
Igloo made? It's, they take cottonwood, especially cottonwood, easy to split. And they get it so high, and they split them, and they dig about 3 feet down, and they put it around and build it up. And the top is the same way, and it's whitey on the inside.
And are, then, are they up and down?
Mm-hmm, up and down.
And then what about the roof?
The roof is slanted up, built up. And there's an opening up on top.
Could you stand up straight in it?
Oh, yeah. It's quite high.
Did they use sod on the roof?
They put moss first, and then the moss around it, and then they put the dirt. And it's really warm. And that evening meal keeps the place warm, because after it quit, there's just coals, and they covered up. It's all nice.
Did they chink the places between the logs with moss?
No, they put great big bunches of moss, thick. Put it in there thick.
For insulation?
Mm-hmm. And then put dirt. Yeah, it's really warm. You don't have this here. You know, like some houses don't have very much insulation. There's kind of a draft or something. No, they don't have that. You can sit inside an igloo with a take off your parking.
Did they make these kind of igloos all over the Arctic, pretty much the same?
All over the down, yeah, out there is a little different. They have to make them up. Out there, I don't know too much about that. It's made out of, I think, driftwood out there.
Oh, in the Arctic Coast.
This is an inland.
Oh, now what if you didn't have cottonwood? Trees, no trees.
Mm-hmm. They have skin tents. They travel skin tents.
Caribou skin?
Caribou skin. And they have wood dried, and you just put it up and just tie it. And it just make it come out into shape. It's good size. And out there, they have heated rocks outdoors with these big willows. They camp into a sort of a place where there's a lot of willows. And they heat up rocks, and they take them in and put them on with big willows, and they heat the tent up, heal worms. There, though, you take chunk of ice and tie it with rawhide and put it up, and that from the heat there it'll dip, and that's your drinking water.
That's where you got the drinking water, from a piece of ice.
Mm-hmm.
That could come off a lake or
a river. Yeah, from the river or lake or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, but the bowls that they captured in were handmade,
mm-hmm.
And they were,
yeah,
hollowed out.
Yeah. They caught it with that.
And what did they use? Just regular knives to cut these bowls?
Yeah. They have knives. Wooden knives. Not wooden knives, flint.
Flint knives.
Uh-huh.
And then this cooking pot that was iron.
No, before the white people, they used wood.
It was a wood cooking pot.
Uh-huh.
How come it didn't burn?
You don't use it. You heat up rocks.
Yeah.
You have your water in this bucket, wooden bucket, and you put your rocks right in this water. And start to boil, and then you put your meat right on top of the rock.
Each couple, how many children did most of them have, an average family?
Quite a few. Some have quite a few, and some don't. It just, I don't know.
Up to 10 children?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Some have 10 children more.
Well, it'd take a lot of food to feed. What ages did the children start working in the family?
They start working quite early. Working, doing chores. Each one had chores.
What did the little girls have to do?
They have to start learning how to sew quite early. I know I did. My mother made me sit down and sew. If I didn't make a straight seam, well, just sit there till I make it.
Did the little girls learn to help with the cooking?
Yes. They learned how to and pack water. Mm-hmm. Pack water a lot. Wood.
Did they learn to chop wood or cut wood?
They go out in the woods and break it, you know, break it, bring it in. That's what my mother had to do.
How about the boys? What were the things the boys had to learn?
They learned to hunt and make things like snowshoes and sleds and how to hunt mostly, mm-hmm. hunt for livelihood.
They each had their own kinds of duties to do.
Yeah.
But if a father were killed, then the other men in the village would train and teach the boy?
I think they wouldn't, yeah. Like my boy, he was trained by Eskimos, my son.
You mean up north?
Mm-hmm.
What did they teach him?
How to go out and stalk. Stalk for animals.
Uh-huh.
I've taught him a good deal.
You would send him out with an Eskimo you knew?
Yeah, Sammy Hope.
Sammy Hope.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sammy Hope taught him quite a good, very much, and I did too.
Did the Eskimo children ever quarrel much among themselves?
Quarrel? Mm-hmm. No.
How come?
They had no time, I guess. They play game. Not much quarreling, no. No, not this bickering. They start to bicker. I think the older people stop them right quick. And they're not supposed to.
And they taught them good manners.
Yeah. Among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would they do with somebody whom they didn't approve of or didn't like the way they was acting?
Older time, way back. Way back there. We had a bad person in our family. His nephews would do away with him.
How?
Who'd go get him?
They just couldn't put up with somebody who didn't work well with other people.
Yeah, they don't. Nothing is said either. Just not held. Done. Not too much crime in our group in years way back there. Nothing like that. And if a young lady has a family, she has a family, and she's not she's forever making making trouble. The old women like my size, they get together and go talk with her.
It was always as a group.
Yeah.
They would get together
mm-hmm,
as a group,
and go.
Not one alone
no,
or two.
No. A group of women would go and talk to her. Try to make her better.
If that didn't work, what then?
Oh, it gently works. Mm-hmm. It gently works. She has to see herself that she has to go along with the group.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be forever making trouble or something. Now, the best, generally, the whole part of that, you know, the old people way back when, they're very happy people. There were you know what I mean. I can't explain it.
They were very social people.
Uh-huh.
They liked being together, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they liked being together, and they work hard. And after, in the evening, they have dances, masquerades, had a lot of fun.
And the children were all a part of this, always,
mm-hmm.
weren't they?
They're asleep most of the time. We sleep.
Uh-huh. They'd put you to sleep, and then the older ones
uh-huh.
would get together.
Uh-huh. Some, we go to this party, but we're sleeping.
How did they feel about young people marrying, say, cousins?
No, that's against the rules. No close blood relation, not whatsoever. They're against that.
What if it
were
bad. Quite distant? Would they allow that?
No. That's where the big rumpus come in. Even though, for instance, you adopt someone and none of your people would intermarry with her. None of our people.
Even though the child is adopted?
It's adopted. And then it's automatically, she's our blood relative. And none of our people would marry her.
Even though no relation?
Uh-huh. No blood relation, but still. She's one of us, right?
Why did they do this, or why were they so anxious not to marry into? Were they afraid of?
They say it's not very good children, or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They understood something about heredity.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Whatever you mean.
How about marrying the Indian people?
No. We can trade with them.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But none, no intermarriage.
No.
There. Uh-huh. But the older people talked to them about all of these things that they wanted them to remember, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. And then they want you, if you're a young girl, to stay with your mother till the people want you for their daughter-in-law, they come. But it's similar. They're same age. The boy and the girl is same age. The boy a little bit older than her.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And they go through life.
No,
there's no divorces.
Man with a young wife or no older women with
a
young husband.
No, they go through life then. There's no divorces. Some lose their mate. They go long without a mate. Very seldom remarry.
Did they have any ceremony, like a marriage ceremony?
No, they go get you. The big ceremony is getting you.
Did they ever have to pay anything?
No. No, that's not that I know.
Uh-huh. But the girl would go to the boy's?
Or either the boy comes to her place.
Uh-huh. And lives with the family?
Uh-huh. For a while, and then they get on their own, and they build their own house, build their own igloo.
But sometimes would he make an igloo and then go get her, so she'd start in with her own home?
No. It's either one way going into this marriage. Either they're going into their mother's house or their mother-in-law's house for a while.
Wasn't that kind of crowded?
No. They have big igloos.
Uh-huh. But it was all in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Tishu, tell us how marriages were arranged.
The boy's parents generally go over and ask for the girl. And then they have quite a talk among themselves. The girl or the boy have nothing to say. And finally the boy comes and lives with the girl's parents for a while.
Now what ages did this take place?
She must be around 14, 15, somewhere around in there.
And the boy?
He's a little bit older, maybe.
17?
Yeah.
18? Were there ever any young men who never married?
Yeah. On their own?
Young boys who never did get married?
Some, you mean bachelors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's quite a few bachelors. Quite a few bachelors. Some never get married at all.
Any women who never got married?
Some.
How would they manage without someone to...
They work. They hunt and go just like the rest of them. They're good hunters. Some are very good hunters.
I see. But most of them got married.
Yeah, most of them got married. Very seldom, not.
There was never any case of this homosexuality that we have in our society.
No, not that I know of.
You never?
Never heard of it.
Were most of the young people, when they would be brought together, pretty congenial and happy?
No, they seemed very happy.
Uh-huh.
Seemed very happy. Very happy. And as soon as they start to have children, of course, they go and go off by themselves and have their own hunt and fish, mm-hmm. like the rest of them. Mm-hmm.
Did any man have more than one wife?
Yeah, that was in the old age, in the way back there where mother was. If he'd got... quite a, good trapper and good hunter and good provider. He'll have two wives. And he travels around a lot and he take the younger wife with him and leave the only wife home with the children.
What about wives? Did any of the wives have more than one husband?
No, just that one husband.
Not
some had three wives. I've heard of three wives.
Did this work out because sometimes hunters were killed and there were too many women?
No, I don't know why, how it worked out.
Did the wives get along all right?
Yeah, they got along just wonderful. Got along just great.
The wives kind of liked it then.
Yeah.
Did they live all in the same
house? Yeah, in the same room, same igloo.
No jealousy?